Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
With that, we bring in the great man himself, best in the business, Merrill Reese. My friend, welcome. Great to have you with us on a playoff weekend.
Great to be here, Steve. You made me very hungry with the roasted peanuts.
It didn't. Yeah, made me want to leave the show early.
Love roasted peanuts. But anyhow, it's great to be with you on a playoff weekend.
Yes, on a playoff weekend. When did you start to get a feel that this could be a playoff team? Was there a moment, a game, where you thought to yourself, you know what? They've got something here.
Well, there was no one moment. I actually, we have myself, our producer, Mike Quick, and our spotter, we fill out 3x5 cards after the last preseason game, and we give the order of finish in the NFC East and the records. And I actually picked the Eagles to win the division at 9-8. And I did that. Mike Quick actually won. He didn't have the Eagles record, but he had the correct order of finish. I had the Eagles, Dallas, Washington, New York, and he had Dallas first, so he wins. But regardless of that, I was basing this on the fact that I just don't think this division is very good. I really don't. And yet Dallas did play very well. In stretches, not consistently though, but I love the way this Eagles team has come along. Now they opened the game of the season with a resounding win at Atlanta, but after that they were dreadful, and at one point they were 2-5, and I can't tell you at 2-5 that I thought there was any chance that the Eagles were going to end up in the playoffs. But then things started to happen. And I remember they lost, but they showed something against Kansas City. They yep. won at Carolina, and I thought maybe this team's pretty good, because I didn't realize that Carolina was as dreadful as they turned out to be. The Tampa Bay game itself, though, was only 28-22. Bucks, of course, but Tampa Bay could have beaten them. Bruce Arians took his foot off the pedal. Tampa Bay could have beaten them 40-22 if they had wanted to. The Las Vegas game was very, very disappointing. And still, I'm not thinking of playoffs at any point. At Detroit, they buried the Lions, but at that point, Detroit hadn't won a game. I felt pretty good when they played the Chargers tough, because yeah. you know how good Justin Herbert is, and the Eagles had the ball in their hands with a chance to take that lead, and then finally, when they didn't, the Chargers had one more drive, and the Eagles couldn't stop them. But once they won at Denver, I'm saying, you know what? This is pretty good. And then they come up, and they beat the Saints resoundingly, mm-hmm. and then they had that bad game at the Giants, the one really bad game that Jalen Hurts played, and after that, they ran the table. So I'm thinking, just doing the math, in the NFC East and in the whole NFC, I'm thinking after they won that Washington game, they had a chance. And then after they beat the Giants, I'm thinking, you know what? They have a really good chance. And, of course, all the things fell into place, and they beat Washington pretty convincingly in the last game of the last meaningful game of the regular season. The last Dallas game didn't mean a thing.
Statistically, the Eagles are the number one team rushing the football to this point. And it sounds like Miles Sanders has a shot at getting back into this thing.
He's back. We heard from him today. He is back. And they asked Nick Sirianni if he will be limited in how he uses Miles Sanders. And he said, absolutely not. He's back, and he's back, and there will be no limitations.
Right. Which is that puts another jump into this running game.
Yeah.
What did you see in the cohesion of the running game between Hurts, the backs, and that offensive line?
The key is definitely there's two keys. The offensive line, even without the starting guards from the beginning of the season, with the anchors of Kelsey and Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata is terrific. Johnson's had a great season after he had taken a leave of absence, but they're really, really good. But Jalen Hurts, the ability that he has to run gives the defense something else to think about, and that has been a big aid to the running game. You cannot minimize that.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about that. Did you see, as the Giants game aside at the Meadowlands, that was just a bad game for Jalen Hurts, did you see an improved accuracy month by month out of Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I did, game by game. I think he's a terrific quarterback. I have been feeling that way since I saw him beat the Saints in his very first appearance last year and watch him at training camp. He has, Steve, a very underrated arm. He's got, and I've read some of the local writers, they talk about the fact that, of course, he has modest arm strength, or he does not have a strong NFL arm. He has a very strong arm. In fact, he has an above-average NFL arm. Do you know at the Combine a couple of years ago when he came out, they test the velocity. The only one who threw the ball with any more velocity than he was Justin Herbert. And right. That was only 55 miles an hour to 54 miles an hour. So let me tell you, I've seen him throw rockets. I really have. He's got plenty of arm. I think his mechanics had to be worked with. He had to feel more comfortable throwing in the pocket. But there was a play a couple of weeks ago in Washington where he was under duress, and actually he didn't get the call in, and he came up with the call, his own call at the line of scrimmage, and it turned out to be perfect. And he ran for his life, and then he screeched to a halt and threw an absolute rope to Greg Ward inside the 5-yard line. So believe me, he's got plenty of arm. He's got everything you look for. He's a leader. His teammates love him. He thinks quickly. He is the youngest quarterback who has ever started a playoff game in Eagles history. Mm-hmm. And he's only 23 years old, and I think you're only looking at the surface of how good he's going to be.
See, with Hurts, I always thought it was the opposite. I always thought when I looked at him that he had a great arm in terms of velocity, but I thought he needed to be better just with putting some touch on the ball, getting the ball over a linebacker, lofting it over a corner on timing. I think that's where he's improved, because I've always been one that thought that he had a Roger Clemens kind of arm, and that it's just the touch he needed.
Well, that's because you know football, and I know that every time I hear a Penn State game and how good you are, but you know football. I'm aghast at how many people don't realize how good his arm is, because that's the easiest thing to see. All you have to do is go to training camp and you watch him hum the football. He spins it about as well as any quarterback that I've ever seen in green, with the exception of Michael Vick, who was the ultimate spinner of a football. But it's a beautiful spiral watch. He throws a great ball. He does.
You also get to watch DeVonta Smith up close and personal. It's one thing for all of us to watch a guy like that on TV, Merrill, when he's playing in Alabama, saying, wow, he's so slight, but boy, he always makes plays. In the NFL, they'll hit him. I'm still waiting, Merrill, for somebody to hit him. What gets him off the line of scrimmage with the efficiency he gets?
The moves he has, the quickness he has, the agility he has, and the fact that he came into this league as the most accomplished of the wide receivers as far as running patterns. He really, really has worked at his craft. And he's got great hands. He's got unbelievable hands. And I haven't seen anybody in a long time who is better at that toe tap on the sidelines than he is. He's really a special player. Now, there are the cynics here who say, well, you know, they could have drafted Micah Parsons. And, boy, he's been unbelievable in this league. But you know what? Yeah, maybe they could. But I'm not about to complain when you draft DeVonta Smith. If you drafted, say, Jalen Reagor instead of Micah Parsons, then I'd be upset. Yeah. But when you get a great player and another great player, you pass by. That's okay with me. At least they didn't miss on that draft pick. They struck gold.
Let me put it this way, Merrill. This is the way I view it. The Eagles needed DeVonta Smith, and the Cowboys needed Micah Parsons. They both ended up with the right guy.
Right. I just wish it were somebody else than the Cowboys that needed Micah Parsons.
Gotta be somebody like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, somebody who played two times every 10 years.
I have to face him twice a year, maybe three. Defensively, what has fallen into place for the Eagles defensively that you and Mike have liked?
That's a tough question. And I say this because as I look at those wins, Steve, the only team, as it turns out, with a winning record that the Eagles have a notch in their belt from is New Orleans. That's the only team. The others, the Giants, the Jets, Washington, Giants again, at Washington again, they're not very good offenses. So I am hesitant to tell you that it's an all-world defense. They've gotten some good pass rush from Josh Sweat, who, by the way, has had abdominal problems this week, and it's a question mark as to whether he's even going to play on Sunday, and that would hurt them. They're missing Brandon Graham, who was the heart and soul of that defense. They're getting play. There's a young linebacker who was a free agent, undrafted free agent a couple of years ago, T.J. Edwards. He's very good. He's very, very good. He is a starting caliber linebacker.
Loved him at Wisconsin, Merrill. Wisconsin, I loved him. I thought this guy, I didn't think he'd be a star, but I said Jack and I both thought he'll start in the league.
Oh, how could he not be drafted? I think he had a bad pro day time, but he's a great guy, by the way. Bright communications graduate, terrific young man. But he's a good player. And then the guy they called Big Play Slay has had a big play year. I went over to him one day to hand him a CD of one of his a DVD of one of his interceptions, and I said, Darius. He said, "Don't call me Darius. Call me Big Play or Sexy." I said, "Okay." Who am I to argue? I'll stay with Big Play.
I think, to be honest with you, you made the right choice.
He's a character, though. He's one of the most. He's one of the most enjoyable people. I mean, he is all fun and games. He just plays with passion, and he's got. Herman Edwards told me 100 years ago that to be a great corner, you have to have a gunfighter's mentality. You have to think that you're the quickest gun in the West. And in his mind, he is. He doesn't think there's a receiver around who can beat him, even if they do. But he has that kind of confidence, and he's been good. And then they added Steven Nelson this year, who was not exactly a perennial all-pro, but he's solid. He's good. Oh, I'll tell you who's had a great season. Great season, Avante Maddox.
Yes.
He's made so many big plays. He is special.
Yep.
And
really,
then Rodney McLeod saved the Washington game with an interception at the end. And Rodney McLeod is another guy who's a terrific player. He really is.
Obviously, Tampa's not at full strength offensively because, obviously, Chris Godwin came by Penn State's practice before the Outback Bowl. So, and he didn't have his surgery yet. We know about the Brown situation. How do you view Tampa at this point of the season?
Very dangerous. I mean, you can take those. This is a team that's so deep that you can take receivers like Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown out of the lineup and still have a lot of dangerous guys. I mean, look at the three tight ends that they have. I mean, the Gronk is all world and has been, and he's still all world. He's just so tough to cover. They also have O.J. Howard, and they also have Cameron Brait. So those are three great tight ends.
Yeah.
And, I heard someone say today, driving home on the radio, that other than Mike Evans, who is also he's got a tight end body and wide receiver skills. He's so good. They said they don't have another wide receiver that scares you. Well, tell you what. I've watched Tampa Bay in the last part of the season, and Breshad Perriman is pretty darn good. He took a while to come into his own, and I remember his dad was a great wide receiver with the Lions years ago. But Breshad Perriman is very, very good. he's not somebody to ignore when you're putting up your defensive game plan.
Merrill, I think it's going to be a fun one on Sunday, and you will give it justice as you always do. Thank you so much for the time today.
Hey, Steve, it's always great speaking with you. Keep up the great work up at State College.
Appreciate it, Merrill. You're the best. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. Take care. Bye-bye.